Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast for Chemist Warehouse, where you'll always find the biggest brands at the lowest price. Shop online or call your local store for home delivery direct from our house to yours. Conditions apply.
Ruined Dits, top three things you need to know.
Earthquake in South Australia yesterday, Roo.
Yeah.
They're saying it happens, they think it's sort of halfway between Burra and Clare. Was the main part, but it was felt, you know, miles and miles away. People in Mount Barker, I think, felt it.
Yabbies would have been vibrating in the dams out there and the out in the farm. So
now it's quite significant, apparently.
4.2, 4.3.
How's this for a stat? I read this morning. I would never have ever known this. I know Adelaide's on what they call a fault plane, but in the last 10 years, we've had 300 tremors. That's
300.
A lot. Yeah, gee. And they're saying, mainly around the Mount Lofty Ranges. So within 100 kilometres of the Mount Lofty Ranges, there have been 300 tremors in 10 years.
When you're on a fault plane or a fault line or whatever they call it, and yet we've had 300 tremors, and you know most of them, you know, you hardly even notice, does it mean one day that you might have, you know, Mr. Big come along or not?
I hope not. Don't know.
Because you always hear things like, you know, we're the safest place to store uranium because, you know, we don't have natural disasters and blah, 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 blah.
I hope not. I don't want to even broach that question, but I hope not.
Go back to your research and find out wherever you got that stat from. It's a good stat, but I just want to know if Mr. Big's coming. Unemployment figures out yesterday. Not great if you look at it from a standard month, but in the position we're in, it's probably not too bad. Although we are the worst in the nation, which is not good. South Australia up to 7.2%, a rise of 0.9%. 40,800 people out of jobs in South Australia. Nearly 600,000 in the nation. The nation's gone from 5.2 to 6.2. So we're a full percent higher than the average in Australia. Queensland are next worst at 6.8. On top of that, we've got under-employment as well. So people who have got a job want more hours. Listen to this growth. It's 11.2% to 17%, that sector. And probably the big jump there is because, you know, there's no JobKeeper or anything like that that hides that, whereas JobKeeper would be hiding 7.2. That would be more like double figures easy.
Yep.
And it will get to double figures just even with JobKeeper. Mm. And then when JobKeeper kicks off, when it finishes in at the end of September, the figures in October will be a real interesting stat to see how many people have truly got their jobs when they're not getting paid for by the government. So it's going to get ugly. There's no doubt about it. And lots of people are saying the economy's sort of not as good as what they'd hoped in America.
Mm-hmm.
But Australia, they're saying it's not too bad.
Yeah. Okay. So hopefully some, and you know, are we starting to come out of it? That's the question. So let's see if we can get back on track pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Roo, speaking of financial things, you know, we often criticise those real, real big conglomerates, those big international companies that don't pay enough tax in this country.
Well, they don't pay any tax.
Yeah, don't pay any. It's been announced Google, $4.9 billion they've made in Australia in the last year.
$4.9 billion.
That's not bad.
That's huge. Well, it's half as big as a normal bank.
Yeah.
So, but they won't get showed up as profits here.
No.
Will it?
Well,
if they do, they have to pay tax on it.
Yeah,
they usually
good points.
Cook the books and
so they won't record it here. Yeah,
so that's a good one.
I reckon they're based in Ireland. A lot of those
Google.
Big companies. Yeah, a lot of the big companies shifted to Ireland.
I thought that was America.
But they call their home base their main bank account.
Canary Islands.
Yeah, places like that. Mm. But apparently, Ireland opened up to a lot of these companies within the last 5 to 10 years to make it more accommodating for them. So there you go.
The
fella in the Porsche in Melbourne involved in
Pusey?
Yeah. Pusey?
Pusey.
Has been refused bail.
Yeah.
So he's still inside. He faced court yesterday and the judge went,
No, I can't be letting you out.
You're
You've
a risk.
Got a very bad history. He sounds like a very average human, that bloke. And I don't think he's going to have a great time inside, just quietly.
Nah.
I don't reckon even the crims like blokes like him.
Got the wrong attitude by the sounds of it. Anyway, that's what's making news. Triple M.
Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast for Chemist Warehouse, where you'll always find the biggest brands at the lowest price. Shop online or call your local store for home delivery direct from our house to yours. Conditions apply.